Blog Talk Radio.
Something is starting right now. Something is starting. Oh, wow.
Our very first stop. Then let's try the ice cream shop. My little pony,
my little pony, my little ponytail. My little pony, my little pony, my little ponytail.
Starlight, sweetheart, melody. Bright eyes, patching clover. Bonbons, baking cookies, girl. Hurry up on over.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, November 13th. I am your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host.
Dang, that was a long entry song, Lou Alleycat.
That's because it didn't start right.
I was like, geez, Lou, when's the show going to start? First, it didn't start right, and then, like, you were like, what, was that the extended version? Special remix?
No, actually, while I was doing my research, I found that the My Little Pony Tales show, the ponies from that show were only released in...
the UK!
Yes, so...
So that was the UK show entry? Song?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured it wasn't. It was something like that, and that's why you were playing the whole thing. Hear that, or I figured you were testing my patience, which, you know, I fail miserably at. I don't know if you've noticed that.
That you do, but yes, we have packed our bags, and we have flown across, and yes, we have landed in the UK.
Thank God, because I hate flying.
But, you know, customs is a real purse, you know, because they have the teapot.
You're kidding me. Serves her right. That's what she gets.
Yes.
I'm telling you, stuffing me in the box for like 2 weeks is so biting her in the butt right now.
Yes, because unfortunately the genie misplaced her passport, and... while she's looking for it, she has to remain in customs.
You couldn't smuggle her in, like, in a teddy bear or something?
No, I couldn't. She wanted her teapot, so...
Well, you should have just gotten a really big teddy bear and stuffed the teapot in its belly. Be creative. Come on. Back in the day, you know, speaking of, you know, our UK show, back in the day before PayPal, we used to actually take... like fakey ponies and cruddy ponies, and stick money inside them to ship overseas to pay for ponies we wanted shipped to us. So, you know, if we could figure out ways to smuggle goods related to My Little Pony, why couldn't you? Huh?
Well, you know, she just refused to go into the teddy bear, you know.
She was uncooperative. Imagine that.
Yes. It was a very nice teddy bear, too, so.
Well,
she's unfortunately stuck in customs, at least for this week. Hopefully I'll get her out next week.
Well,
because,
let's hope so.
Yes,
I'm starting to miss her.
Long trip.
It's really starting to be weird.
Yes. Because it's going to be a very long trip over here in the international world, so.
I think we're going to be here for like 6 months.
You think?
Well, you know, it took us 6 months to get through America, and there's got to be at least that much when you take into consideration all the other countries. I mean, come on. Yeah, we're going to be here until, I don't know, May.
Maybe.
You know, the nice thing, though, is all these European countries, they're so close together.
Yes. That,
you know,
is...
it's just so much easier to go from the UK to, say, Italy or Spain or even Germany or
yes,
Africa, India. We will eventually go to all these wonderful places, too.
Yes, we will. And luckily, I won't have to go through customs with the teapot. Because
no,
we will
just
be
get on the Euro. What is that? What do they call that train that goes all over the place out there? I mean, I know they all went over to the Euro for a lot of those countries, but I don't know. There's some train that they, the Europass maybe it is, and you just jump on the thing and get all over the place in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. That's what I'll be doing. She'll be packed up in my bag, and she'll be traveling along with me as soon as I get her out of customs. So we'll definitely have to stay here in the UK for a bit until I can get her back out.
All right,
so,
well,
so how's your week been?
Oh. I'm sorry, I was speechless. I was trying to think of something catchy and UK-ish to say, and I went blank. My really bad British accent took a hiatus all of a sudden.
Okay, would you like to hear mine?
Sure, why not?
Okay, this is a tribute actually to Sharon Osbourne. Are you ready?
Watch reality TV much?
Not really, no. I never actually watched the Ozzy Osbourne show.
Come on, you had to have, because, I mean, how else would you even know about Sharon Osbourne unless you were watching something reality? She wasn't featured on any Black Sabbath CDs, you know what I mean?
Well, I might have caught her once. Might have caught the show once or twice. So,
all right, we'll lay it on us.
Ozzy, what are you doing, Ozzy?
Okay, cool. Works for me. It's your embarrassment, not mine.
I tried.
You did. You did rather well for a spontaneous. Reenactment there, unless of course you were practicing all week in the shower, then I would say, you know, you fell short.
Yes, well, you know, it has been, I will have to say, this has been an extremely relaxing week.
That's what happens when you don't have a job. You get to sleep in, you don't have to do your hair, you just chill in your pajamas all day if you want. Showering is like not even mandatory.
Well, you know, I took a shower every couple of days, so
that's good. Yeah. You know, I have the 48-hour rule. You know, if I'm really, really, you know, it's winter, I am bundled up, and you know, let's just say, you know, I haven't really done anything, and I feel I'm still fresh, I might let myself skip a day.
That's what I've been kind of doing, but you know, it has been nice after the hecticness of life working where I was at, you know, this has really been a joy, except for the one, there's only one problem.
Lack of money?
Well, that hasn't come up yet. Oh, wait, yeah, sorry, it has. No,
how could it not have come up yet? It doesn't take long for lack of money to become painfully obvious.
Yes, you're right. Actually, it did, because the money from my last paycheck just ran out. So... I'm waiting for my next one.
You know what's wonderful about the whole, you know, if you feel bad about not showering is don't get out of bed. And then you don't have to justify not having taken a shower because you never technically left bed. So if you have your laptop and you have your TV and you're like, you know, you like stock up on non-perishables the night before, you never have to get out of bed. And therefore, technically, you never really skipped a shower because you were still in bed.
Yes, but unfortunately, you know, the dog has to go out, the laundry has to get done.
Well, you know, if you do it within a certain amount of time, then that counts like just like maybe a middle-of-the-night bathroom break. You know, if you get like a certain amount of time to get from point A to point B and back to the bed, and it still counts as, you know, never having left. You know, they do that with some of them strange marathons, you know, like the dance marathons and stuff like that. I mean, they got to allow them, you know, certain types of breaks.
Yeah,
but it's still considered a marathon. So, you know, there are ways around this. Just use the same kind of rules.
Good to know. Good to know. I will keep that in mind.
You know, this is the time. You know, when's the next time you feel you're ever going to have the opportunity to really try this out in practice?
This is true because, you know, I'm going to be going back to work sooner than I think, you know.
I'm sorry. I mean, yay, good for you, but darn, vacation.
But, you know, it took me a while to actually come to the realization, okay, this is a vacation for me. This is my second vacation this year, and it's actually a vacation because I know when I go back to work, I will not be going back to the third pit of hell.
Well, not only that, but you don't have to stress because you know you're going back to work. I mean, if you were very uncertain right now, you might not be enjoying your time off so much. You might feel a little bit more stressed and pressured to have to obviously find another job. But, you know, enjoy it.
That's what I'm going to be. That's what I'm doing. So
you have lots of time to do all this overseas research then, so I don't want to hear any excuses next week or this week. Come on, you have tons of time.
Exactly. But, you know, it's been really funny. Whenever my mother is called from work, I kid you not, there have been times in which I have literally answered the phone, Amy's Vacation Resort, how may I help you?
You're so funny. The thing, I didn't call you this week. No, actually, I did. I called you, I think I called you Saturday. Was it Saturday that I called you? Like, after our show?
Yeah.
See, you didn't answer then that way, and it was your phone.
Well, that's because I basically wasn't really on vacation yet.
Okay.
I was still doing a ton of stuff, and my brain was still not completely cohesive with the idea yet. You know, I was still stressed.
Okay, all right. Had to work. Excuses.
I was still panicking.
Well, you're out of the panic mode. That's good.
Yes.
Hard to function when you're on panic mode, you know.
Yes, it really is. But how is your week?
My week. I've come to realize that I need to lock myself out of my eBay account because I don't know what has come over me, but I have seriously gone on a binge, and it's not good. And then to make matters worse, I found the Arena's Classifieds because, you know, in the efforts of preparing for Christmas pony-related events, I was, like, just perusing every possible thing, you know, the trading posts, sale boards, and just, you know, people's individual sites and just you name it. And let me tell you, once you get in there, once you find all those, you know, major hit hot spots outside of eBay, I mean, it starts to get seriously addictive. And you're just like, oh my gosh, no weird fees and inflated prices and, you know, direct to collectors. And before you know it, you're like just upgrading things and getting ponies you already have just because that one looks so darn nice. And what a deal. I've got to get that one because it's a deal.
Yes, that does happen. I have been lucky enough to be able to curb myself this week. The only thing I did was I paid for everything I purchased before getting fired.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good. I think what happened was while I was the problem was because I had to specifically be on the hunt for gifts for swap partners. I had to expose myself unnecessarily in large inundation of for sale ponies. You know, whereas before, prior to the swap involvement, I could just, you know, leisurely look through stuff if I wanted to. But because I was on the hunt, you know, I'm having to, like, scour everything, it's, like, way too much exposure. It's like sticking the kid in the candy shop and having the attendance in the back room or something. I mean, it's just way too much, too easy to get, just all out there, you know. And now that that's done, now that I have all my swap stuff that I need, I am not going back to those sites. I've taken them off my bookmark. Seriously, my daughter, okay, now we've been doing this, I don't know, 12, 13 years. My daughter is like, Mom, what's with all the packages? She's. We came home today. There was two packages on the door. She's like, ponies again. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, she sounds like my mother.
I'm just like, this is my 13-year-old, right? This is the one that got me into ponies. This is the one that I collect with. It's saying ponies again. Let me guess. It's a pony. Like, oh my god. You are supposed to be on my side.
Oh god, that is just too cute and funny.
It was cute. But I'm done. I think I'm not expecting anybody else in the mail. I think, other than maybe my own personal swaps in return, I think I'm done. I got my last ponies today, and I'm just like, oh, thank goodness. Okay, now I can just, like, stop looking. I'm just going to stop looking. And believe it's hard. Let me tell you, there are so many deals I just want to scream out to people right now, but, you know, that would just be unfair. Just, you know, you can't just go advertising people's individual, you know, go to so-and-so's page. Oh, my gosh, the deals. Oh, my gosh, the ponies. You just can't do that. But now I feel like I'm like this crazy informant, you know. I can tell you where to find any pony you need right now. So I'm refraining. But, hey, if you're looking for anything, talk to me after the show.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to refrain from buying from myself at this point in time. Unfortunately, as always, just like the last time I was out not working, 5,000 ponies that I want are popping up on eBay, and it's like,
it's Christmas time. A lot of people hold on to their stuff until right about now because they know people are going to be Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I know I do it. If I'm going to put things on eBay, I do it right before Christmas and near the end of, I'd say maybe around Easter time, you know, and people are, like, totally dried up and going into withdrawal from lack of, like, yard sales and stuff. It's another really good time. And I think the end of the summer is also good because then when yard sales just start to trickle off for a lot of people, they still are, like, on that roll and they are still on, like, the binge mentality where they, like, still got to get that fix, and then, so it kind of ebbs and flows, you know, you got like, I'd say April, May, and then you have November, December, maybe September in there, and those are like your hot months, those are the months I find that, yeah, so April, May, September, November, December, and then, you know, that dry spell, whew, well, January can be okay too, but that's when everybody has money. What happens in January is everybody's got Christmas money. So there may still be ponies there, but then there's people with way too much money on their hands. That's when you see bow tie going for $20. You know, and you're going, what?
But it's scary.
Yeah, no, seriously. January is a scary time to go pony shopping on eBay particularly because everybody's got money.
See, the only reason why I would be going shopping on eBay is mostly due to the fact last year I was in a swap in January, this year I was in a swap in January. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, way to take us back to 2008. Okay, so January, you were in a swap.
So, yeah, that was about the only time I was really on looking for anything, but, you know, okay, I have to ask, have you actually looked at that, you know, eBay Bucks thing?
No.
That
I ignore
actually
most eBay ads of any type. If they somehow come up and tell me I have money or they tell me something's discounted especially for me and it happens to be something I'm getting already, that's just dandy. Otherwise, I don't really investigate it.
Actually, I was back, I can't remember what month it was, eBay started this thing where if you use PayPal, what they'll do is they'll put a percentage of whatever you paid out, and they'll calculate it for every 3 months. So basically it goes by quarters. And what happens is you basically have money basically to buy another item off of eBay.
Is this how you get the, like, the buy-it-now prices and then there's a slash through them and it has a discounted price next to it?
No.
Is this when you sell on eBay, or this is when you're buying? Like, every purchase you make off eBay with PayPal, you get money accrued?
Right.
Wow, I better check my eBay. I've been using that PayPal, let me tell you.
Okay. Go to your eBay thing right now.
Everybody, let's go to your eBay right now. She's going to walk us through it. Because this has a lot to do with the UK, because you're going to use your PayPal a lot for those international transactions.
Exactly.
So it's totally relevant. We are not going off topic at all.
No. Now.
Hold on, I'm still logging in. I've got like 20 windows open for the show today, you know? And we are there. All right, I'm here.
Okay. Are you on your My eBay page?
Yes, I am.
Now, up at the top where you have it say eBay.
Huh. I've been outbid on everything. Oh, darn. Up there on top, it says eBay. Yes, sorry, got distracted.
Hi, your name, sign out. Right next to it, does it say in green bucks?
No.
Hmm.
I have no bucks.
You might not have signed up for it.
Maybe I did not. I told you I ignore this stuff.
Next time when you're on, go through and, like, search for eBay bucks, something like that, because I had signed up for it, and let me put it to you this way. I'm right now up to, like, $3.46.
Oh, dang, you're rolling.
Bucks. And...
Sorry, I was really expecting more than $3, okay?
Well, come on, for 12 something, how much did I earn? You know, you're not going to earn, like, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
And well, if you go on a spending spree like I have, I guess it is possible.
Yes, it is. You can earn quite a bit. Basically, sorry, give me one moment. Okay, I spent $12.50 and I earned 25 cents.
Okay, so if you spend, say, $125, you're going to earn $1.25.
There you go.
So you've been doing some crazy spending. You got three something? That means you spend close to what? $350, $400? What the heck you been doing?
I've just been buying. My last eBay bucks coupon was $3.35.
Jeez, zoo, lady.
So I'm almost...
Good thing you're living with Mom.
I tapped it.
Hey, Chickie, hold on a second. Looks like I got somebody calling.
Okay. But, yes, even though, yes, we all hate eBay, unfortunately, they've given us a reason to crawl back to it. Okay.
Hey!
Hello!
Guess what?
What?
I have a minor crisis on the other phone, so you're going to have to carry on for a few minutes while I handle the stuff that's going on the other side.
Oh, dear.
I'm
okay.
So sorry. Yes, you know, guys, you know, you're just going to have to live without me for a few minutes, so I will come back over as soon as I can.
Not a problem. I will try and figure out it myself.
Talk to yourself. Pretend you're me. That'll be very entertaining. Okay,
yes,
I will try to hurry back.
No problem.
All right.
Bye-bye. Dear me, dear my. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm going to have to tell little Alley Cat this. Unfortunately, the Bucks program is actually currently in beta state. Hopefully, they'll actually keep it. Because trust me, when you get that coupon, you're basically, if you buy correctly, you're getting your item completely free. So definitely a thing to look for when it finally comes into final play. Definitely, definitely. Okay. While we are waiting for little Ellie Kit, I think we're just going to kind of sit and listen to the beautiful tales of the sea ponies for now. Okay, it looks like little Ellie Cat's going to be gone a little longer than what she expected, so I'm just going to actually just go ahead and jump right in and start off our topic of the night. As we stated, we have moved on from the U.S. ponies. We are now international. We are first starting off with the UK. The website we are using is called Where the Rainbow Ends. And the big reason why I want to use this site is it does break down every international into country, and it breaks it down by year, which will be really nice. And as always, years can vary, so might not exactly sync up, but at least it keeps it within a chronological order. Now, to get to the international section of where the Rainbow Ends, you first go to the main site. You go to G1 Pony 1980s. Then you go to Foreign. And as you can see, there's a bunch of little flags for every country that we will be visiting. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go down to the words of the country we are in. Now, tonight we will be talking about the UK, which, of course, everyone knows is the United Kingdom. So we're just going to click on that, and it brings us down to the UK section. Now, as the website states, you know, many of the ponies were released both in the U.S. as well as in the U.K. with no changes. So, luckily, the person just kept it simple, and if there were no re-releases in a different form, no changes were made. So, we're just going to jump right on in, and we do want to kind of hit one section first. We're going to first start off in 1982. because it does have a little bit of news in here. You know, we do want to go through different things. And here it does state, you know, the line was originally released and designed for the U.S. market. However, the success began to be produced. The success of the ponies began the production for other countries. And sometimes ponies were different, sometimes they were the same, and sometimes they were just different by colors or different entirely. And according to this website, Hasbro officially started the line for UK in 1985, but before that time, My Little Pony products were imported. Now, if we do go down the page just a little bit, there is a bit of a thing about Bluebell. Bluebell is white with purple hair and pink stars as her symbol. The pony's image was sent in as a UK pony, but there is some mystery about her. According to one person, she sometimes pops up on eBay with a blue head, a white body, or a white head, a blue body, or all white. This is a mystery pony, since we are not sure if this is a second where bits of leftover ponies were put together to make a whole pony, or if she just fades easily, or if she was actually from the UK at all. So, this is just one thing, you know. One of those little things, as you can see, everything else was listed, but here we've just got this little pop-up here. So, in order to go back to the main page, you do have to hit your backspace. So, we are just going to head on into 1984-85. And we're going to start with the Play and Care Baby Sets. Yes, yes, we are going to start off tonight with baby ponies. Hooray! Now, this set is different from the United States baby pony set due to a few things. Here you have baby Applejack, whom is a UK exclusive. And she does look very, very cute with her little apples. And, of course, she is the baby of Applejack. Boy, I am so lost and lonely without little Allie Cat here to say, oh, I had this pony. And I sold her. Because we all know that's exactly what she would say right here. Or maybe not. It is a mystery. But along with baby Applejack, baby Blossom was also released within this set. Unfortunately, none of the other baby ponies that were released in North America were released in this set. We are moving on to the baby pony stroller. It was made exclusively for the UK toy line and came with baby bow tie. And the stroller is all plastic, and unlike the American version, this version, the mommy pony actually goes in the back of the stroller, pushing instead of in the front, pulling. Of course, what we did have was a buggy. Can't kind of say it's the same. Now, Here's a little tidbit. In the UK, baby Cuddles was actually called Lullaby Eyes, which really makes a lot of sense, seeing as how baby Cuddles was a baby Betty by Eye pony. Oh dear, I feel very horrible right now. We're going to be getting into one of the topics that I know little Alley Cat would want to listen to. So I think I'm going to skip one section and come back to it, and hopefully she will be back with us. And we're actually going to move on to, oh, God, I cannot pronounce this. It's basically, if you look at it, it's basically a jumping set for the pony. And it did come with butterscotch. And it came with butterscotch with concave hooves. And this set came with a pink saddle, pink bridle, 3 yellow trophies, a heart-shaped yellow comb, 2 red bars that support a yellow jumping bar, a red brick V-jump, and 3 red ribbons, which of course had the different place stickers on them, clear round, first place, and best pony. Oh, I really wish we can get a better pick. Let's see this set better. It really looks like a really cute set. And it would look really great with, of course, the stable. Having these items going with the stable. Moving on. Okay. Now, next up, we're actually looking at an item that was released in the U.S., but there is a difference between the U.S. and the U.K. versions. Now, this is the waterfall. Now, in the U.S. version, the base was white because it was supposed to resemble a cloud. In the U.K. version, the base is green, resembling more grass than cloud. And the U.S. version of the waterfall came with sprinkles. However, this one came with a pony by the name of Cascade. And Cascade actually has, it looks like, basically 5 splashes of different shades of blue. And she is yellow with green hair, periwinkle eyes, and she does look very cute. And, of course, she did come with duck soup because, you know, no waterfall can be without duck soup. Again, bringing up the question of why they would call anything that comes with a pony something you would eat. Very strange people working at Hasbro. I still say they were down the street at McPullen's Pub, and they had one too many and came up with these names. But that's just my idea. Oh dear. I guess we're just gonna have to go ahead and go on into the UK. Sea ponies. They did have 2 entirely original sea ponies, and one is Sea Spray. She is yellow with pink hair, and her fin tips are pink. Her eyes are blue, and she did come with a purple scalloped shell. Also with her was also Surf Dancer, who is light blue with yellow hair, with yellow on her fin tips, and came with a pink scalloped shell. Of course, these girls are, of course, the favorite of our co-host, Little Alley Cat. checking in with our co-host, make sure things are going all right. Yeah, we're moving through this a little bit quicker, I think, mostly because I don't have anyone on the other end of the phone here going, I had that, and I sold it. You know, when you have that, you know, it tends to bulk things out a bit. Okay. Now we're, of course, going to backtrack, and we are going to move on to 1985 with the Grumman style. Now, basically, Grumman style came with the ponies featured in North American 1984, My Little Pony set. However, there were some differences. Bowtie and Applejack were both in new poses. Their heads were straight ahead versus being looking off towards the side. So here again, we're starting to see variations in ponies that were produced in the U.S. versus in the U.K. Also, Bowtie, Lickety Split, and Cherry's Jubilee all had curly hair. So, moving on. Looks like we have a set called Wedding Bells. And it is with Confetti, who was sold in the UK, again, in a new pose. This time she is giving that shy little looking off to the side. She's looking at you when you're looking at her symbol. And she comes with a wedding dress, a white veil, a wedding ring, and four white shoes. So this is, again, we see a lot of wedding sets with the My Little Ponies, so. Moving on. Oh, wait. Okay. Moving down to the bottom, we're looking at the Baby Pony Stroller with Snuzzle. And basically, this is a reissue of the Baby Pony Stroller with Baby Bowtie and a bonus Snuzzle in the UK catalog company ad. This was probably an, looks like it says Argos exclusive. So moving down, we do have Megan and Sundance, and the UK set is different than the American set, as Sundance did not come with a bridle, and Megan did come with a unique outfit. You have her in a cute little pink, white dress with pink trim. Looks like it has little flowers on it. And she does have pink bloomers and pink shoes. The second issue of the set. Okay. Moving back now, we can move on to 1986. And here we have the first original ponies produced for the UK. There are only two previously issued ponies that were included in this set, which was Cherry's Jubilee and Posey, but Posey did have a darker symbol here. We first have, we have Honeycomb, whom is in the same type of coloring as Surprise. We have the chartreuse hair. She's a white pony. But her symbol is four glittery yellow and black bees, which, of course, are extremely cute. Even in pictures, they're very, very cute. Next up, we have Gypsy, who is an orange unicorn. Oh, wait. Honeycomb also was a Pegasus. Didn't want to think about that. We have Gypsy, the unicorn, who is orange with red hair and purple eyes. Seriously. Talk about a color combination here. Talk about a combination fit for a gypsy. Her symbol is three glittery silver tambourines, and she does have white freckles on her cheeks. And again, I have to say, you've got three very, very unlikely colors to go together. Two, yes, you do see red and orange together, but you never see them with purple. Very, very unique. Definitely a pony I would love to see in my little set. And here, next up, we have Snowflake, who is pink with white hair and blue eyes. Yes, I did say white hair, so no, that hair is not pink turned white. Her hair was originally white. For those who are looking for a snowflake with pink hair, you will be looking for a very, very long time. And her symbol is three glitter snowflakes. I'm just going to do this easy way. They're glitter. And she also has white freckles on her cheeks. Another cutie. She is a darker shade of pink.
You heard.
She's back.
I am. Unfortunately, okay. I wasn't just eavesdropping on the other side, or else it would have been fun. I could have made fun of you, but I wasn't. I was actually taking care of something.
Yes,
how did you manage? Did you make it through? Where yet?
Hold on. One thing. I did forget the, I did mention this already. Let me mention this again. The eBay Bucks thing is actually in beta mode right now.
Hmm.
So I'm actually in the beta testers group, which is why I'm getting the eBay Bucks.
Well, lucky you. You special.
It pays to be on eBay 5,000 times.
5,000? You have a 5,000 rating?
No. But I was constantly on it and active.
Oh.
But you know, you missed out on something.
Oh, what'd I miss out on?
Well, let's see. Let me backtrack a moment. And I'll really quickly go through what we've already gone through. The Play and Care set babies. The baby pony stroller with bow tie. The sea ponies. The jumping set with butterscotch. The waterfall variation, which was all in 1984. We've gone through 1985 with the Grooming Style, the Wedding Bells, the second edition of the Baby Pony Stroller, Megan and Sundance, and we are currently in 1986 with the very first set of UK ponies.
Okay, so let me just put my input real quick. Absolutely adore baby bow tie. Love her, love her, love her, love her. Don't have her stroller. Wish I did.
Hold on. Did you have it and sell it?
No, I never had the stroller. I did not.
What?
I can't say I did. And as far as Megan, I had Megan's clothes. And no, I didn't sell them. I threw them away because it was I was like, oh, look, somebody put Barbie clothes in there with that. I didn't recognize it as a Megan outfit because it was a UK Megan outfit. And this was back in, like, 1997. So, you know, that was one of my first stupid movie mistakes.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Barbie, oh, my God. If anyone is on YouTube, okay, I forgot what it was that I was looking up. I found a couple of people took, you know, the songs like I'm a Barbie Girl and I've Kissed a Girl and have integrated them with various shots from My Little Pony TV show episodes.
That sounds like a nightmare to listen to.
That was very disturbing. And the fact that they synced some of them speaking at the exactly right times, okay, that was even more disturbing.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes.
So, we're back to the UK, because I really don't know what else to say about that. That's so weird.
Yes.
Also, we talked about, did you talk about Baby Lemon Drop as well?
No, I haven't gotten there.
Okay, never mind.
Save us.
Baby Bowtie is absolutely adorable. I mean, I don't know if it's just because she was UK only. Something about her is just super
that
cute.
Baby Applejack was very cute.
Baby AJ, love Baby AJ. Yes, I have them.
They are so cute.
They are. They're just super cute.
And so far, we've gone through Honeycomb, Gypsy.
Oh, I'm here on time for the first four. They are so awesome. Now we're starting to see some bright colors done right. Not weird, you know, rockin' 80s style bright colors. I think these are probably some of the first brightly colored ponies that I came across that were just done nicely. You know, the color combinations and everything I think are awesome.
Honeycomb looks cute. Gypsy looks perfect for her name.
Yes. And Hopscotch is one of my all-time favorite ponies. I love the shade of blue and purple.
I hadn't got to her yet. Yes, she is Aqua.
Well, she's next, isn't she? She's like in the same collection. If you talked about Honeycomb and you've talked about Gypsy.
Yes, so I talked about Snowflake already. I was just going to get into Hopscotch.
Snowflake is very cool, too. I actually think I prefer... never mind, I don't think we're supposed to talk about that yet. Never mind. Yes, but they are the glitter symbols for the UK.
Yes.
They're glittery symbol ponies.
Yes, and Hopscotch is Aqua with dark purple hair and blue eyes and the purple Hopscotch symbol. She is cute.
She is. She's super awesome. She's, like, definitely one of my top five favorite ponies.
Definitely. And, of course, as I had stated, Posey did come here, but her only difference was she had darker pink tulips.
Yeah, Posey's a little harder for me to differentiate sometimes. You have to really... Because of all the fading issues Posey has, like, all over the world, finding a Posey with those darker tulips, it's that took a little practice to tell the difference.
Definitely. And Cherry's Jubilee, of course, came over with no changes at all. So, and the one thing I did mention is, you know, little things that they do state that are different, I do want to mention them, like the Twinkle Eyes set. Sweet stuff in the UK is called Sweetie.
Okay. I see. I'm completely lost all of my pages, so I need to actually get back on track. So I'll let you be the smart one for a while until I figure out where the heck I am.
Okay.
So what's next? I mean, that's all we're going to say. Okay, so did they pretty much explain why we're having these characters that were not in the United States?
Well, basically, this is just basically a new line that was set up for specifically for people in the UK, because originally the ponies were originally supposed to only be produced for the U.S., but then they saw a big boom in Europe, and they said, hey, you know what, let's give them some ponies of their own.
Does this have to do with the My Little Ponytails?
Not yet. As My Little Ponytails actually didn't start until later on, more towards the end of the U.S. production. Because My Little Ponytails is actually, hold on, I actually looked this up earlier. And unfortunately, I looked it up on my desktop, so I didn't have it on my laptop. So Wikipedia, Wikipedia. We gotta love Wikipedia. 26 episode series. And the original air date was 1992.
Right, so we got quite a few years to go before we get to any kind of stuff like that.
Right.
I know that they were, the talk was basically, they started coming out with unique ponies for the UK to make up for just the lack of pony releases. Like, the United States was getting so many pony characters and pony releases, and the UK wasn't getting as much. So, you know, I guess part of the explanation was that they were just giving them some extra special ones that were not released elsewhere.
Exactly, just like, you know, how they're doing it now with the G3, how they were doing it with the G3 line.
They did it before they got the Boar 7, yeah. You had a couple things that would pop up here and there that were only available overseas.
Yeah, and those are definitely on my swap wants list. Every time I'm in a swap, those ponies are on there.
I can't even think. You know, I guess I'll have to wait till next year when we get around to G3s, but And when I say next year, I don't mean in January either. It's probably going to take us literally another year. But
yeah.
I know I have some of them. I don't know if I have all of them. And it's one of those things that the G3s were harder for me to keep track of. They came out fast and furious. They were just like bam, bam, bam. And then all of a sudden they were like, Boar 7. What the heck happened? But back to the UK.
Thing. Yes. And we're coming up on yet another baby set.
Yay!
More play and cares. We have Baby Ribbon. Now, these guys did not come with Betty Bye eyes. These guys came with regular eyes. So that's how you can tell that she's a UK.
Very cool.
Okay, hold on one moment. I do need to clear my throat as I'm starting to lose my voice, as you can hear.
Okay. Sounds like the mute function worked. Imagine that. No technical difficulty.
Well, especially seeing as how I use it on my cell phone versus on the website.
Yeah, go with simple. You know, just use the the one on your phone.
But, these guys came out with regular eyes versus Betty Bye eyes, which means, oh, my God, if they've got regular eyes and they weren't sculpted by somebody, you've got a UK baby. Literally.
Out of these four.
Yes, out of these four, you've got Baby Ribbon, Baby Heartthrob, Baby Gusty, and Baby Lickety Split.
Which I don't know if I have any of those, actually.
Did you want to go up to the pony room?
That would be awesome.
Okay, let me play the Sea Pony song yet again tonight. Because while you were gone, I played it all the
way. Why?
To fill up space.
Right on. Let's hit it again.
Here we go.
Yay! Okay, all together now. pony room.
Yay.
All right. I must come over to my pony nursery. I have most of my mail orders and international babies all hanging out in the G1 nursery.
Yay.
And they're running out of space. They really kind of crammed in there, these poor guys. The nursery just isn't big enough. But I just can't bring myself to move any of them, like, outside of the nursery.
Ah.
Like, I think maybe I have a couple outside the nursery, but it's just really hard, you know. So if I get any more internationals or anything like that, they've got to go in the nursery. And they're getting, I need bunk beds. I need lots of bunk beds.
There you go.
But I spy with my little eye, AJ, Lemon Drop, Bowtie, a couple others we haven't spoken about yet. But out of the four that we're just talking about, I don't think I have any of them.
Aww.
I remember not really feeling a particular need to search them out, honestly.
Well, here's something really, really needs to be spoken of. Baby Heartthrob. She has 3 UK variations.
Right, because the world just doesn't have enough pink ponies.
Exactly. Not enough baby pink ponies. First variation, pink hearts with glitter silver wings.
There was a baby one that had the glitter wings?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that the other ones were non-UK versions.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying they were all UK versions, the other ones you're going to talk about?
These
I thought
are
the
all
blue hearts
versions.
Was a different country.
No, this
or
one is
blue wings.
Pink hearts.
No, I meant blue wings.
Well, see, it's being listed here. I'm thinking it is a UK release.
I could be wrong, but I was under the understanding that the blue wings, or blue, I call, yeah, blue wings, I was understanding that was German.
Hmm.
See, I don't gonna have to leave the pony room, go back down to the computer. I believe that when you start talking about these non-glitter variations of, like, well, say, baby heartthrob, talking German. So, down I go. Oh, yeah, we're going to find the Leaving the Pony Room song.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, see,
okay,
only
wait.
Baby heartthrob with 3 pink hearts and no wings was sold in the UK.
Okay.
So, you jumped the gun on that one.
Okay, so I forgot about the very last line there. So, Baby
yes.
Heartthrob in the UK did not have wings on her little...
No, those other ones were other countries, and we'll talk about them later.
Yes. My bad.
Told you, sight drove me nuts. Confuses things way too easily.
Yes, it does. But most sites do.
No, not the ones I use, because I am vastly superior in my site usage.
Well, excuse me.
Yeah, that's my story. I'm sticking with it, because even if I'm wrong, I'm right.
Okay, fine. But up next, we are going to go on.
Yeah, a few of those are also German. See, that's part of the problem I think we went with here was, some of these were also, particularly with these babies, and I know we weren't really intending to mention it, a lot of these babies, for some reason, you would find in German releases as well as UK releases.
Hmm.
And you didn't see it as much, maybe, like some countries seem to share certain babies and variations thereof, and a lot of the babies that we're seeing in the UK were also made in Germany and not necessarily in these other countries. It's just kind of like a strange little correlation there with some of them. So
okay.
They can get a little confusing.
Well, so if we do get a little bit of a mistake, we do apologize.
We're only human.
Exactly.
We do have some incredible experts out there in the pony community that just know tons and tons of information, every little tiny detail about these guys, but we are not those people. And
no.
If those people would like to call in, they could. I know everybody listens to the show live, but if you are a pony expert on UK stuff, that's your fetish. That's your, maybe fetish isn't the right word. Sorry. If you're, not go there. If the UK and variants and stuff like that, if that's your area of expertise, that's where your focus is, whatever, just, hey, feel free, call in.
Yes.
646-652-4550, or you could always email us at mylittleponytalk@gmail.com. Or you could go to our My Little Pony Talk Facebook. There are so many ways to contact us, not to mention, of course, through the arena and the TP. Tell us where we screwed up. You know, give us little tidbits of information that we are obviously mashing and mutilating and just destroying.
Yes. And just on another note, since I have all this free time on my hands, I will be creating a TP and an arena account just for the show.
Why would you want to confuse people like that?
I don't know.
I do not suggest that. I do not think that would be wise. I think people already, I mean, come on, we've been doing this, what, 6 months now? They know Pandora Rose, Lolly Cat, Cara Red Roses, My Little Pony Talk. You want to go and throw in something else? They're going to be like, well, who's speaking through the My Little Pony Talk voice? No, that's just strange. I think you should keep it as is.
Well, see, this is also what happens when Amy has way too much free time on her hands.
Yeah, you start getting wacky ideas. You know, I'm glad that, you know, you have people like me to sound this off of, because that was just a bad idea.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm glad we nipped that one.
Back to the ponies.
Back to the ponies. Where are we at now?
We are at the next release of the Baby Pony Stroller with Baby Lemon Drop.
I don't know. You know, some people say that when it comes to a lot of these babies that they just think they're cute. Oh, you're just because they weren't made in America, you must think they're cute. Or, you know what? No, that's not true. It really is. Baby Lemon Drop is just one of those ponies who is just really cute in baby form.
He is.
Like the four ones that we just talked about, Baby Ribbon, Baby Heartthrob, Baby Gusty, Baby Lickety Split, really, you know, don't do it for you as much. Yeah, I love Baby Gusty and everything. But, you know, and they're hard to find. But I don't ooh and ah over them. But, you know, little Baby Lemon Drop, she's relatively easy to find. You know, she's not a hard-to-get, expensive UK pony, but I love her to bits.
Exactly. She is cute. She is adorable. And me, I'm a stickler for baby ponies. You know, if I could, I would have every baby pony in the world.
Even the Betty by Eyes?
Yes, even the Betty by Eyes. They'd be at the back of the line.
Yeah, Betty by Eyes and Drinkin' Wets, those were the first to leave my herd. And I don't regret it. So.
They've got their own special talents.
Yeah, there are some people that appreciate those talents. And, you know, there are some things I think every pony collector goes through a phase where they get them for one reason or another, and I went through the phase of got to have them all and realized once I had them all that I really didn't want any of them. Sorry, guys. I just, you know, but there are some people out there who just think they're really neat. They are kind of neat, I admit. You know, the whole open, close eyes thing is kind of cool, and, you know, the wet your butt pony. Yeah, it's a cute idea. I mean, if I was a little girl, I probably would have loved that stuff. But as an adult, no, we think it's too freaky.
You do, but I don't.
Well, that's because you're not really technically an adult yet.
Thank you.
You're not technically an adult until you've completely are able to sympathize with the other side, okay? You still retain too much of your innocence to be a full-fledged adult.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to know that.
Yeah, if you're a full-fledged adult, I don't think you'd be able to laugh the way you do. I just don't think that's possible.
You'd be surprised. You'd be very, very... But
we've gotten so far. We've gotten through, what, 2 years? Goodness, we're going to be in the UK for, gosh, till Christmas. That's okay. Not like I was really going anywhere, you know. It's probably not really the best time to travel, you know, stay in one country during the holidays.
Yeah, there you go. But, of course, you know, we might be taking a break over, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday, you know.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea. I personally don't really have a life, you know, so it's not really an issue for me.
Yeah.
You can thank the military. William won't be home till after Thanksgiving, and all the rest of the family is a couple thousand miles away, so, you know, I'll be here.
Okay.
I'm not actually going to sign on or anything, but, I mean, that would just be sad, you know, if I, like, totally hijacked the board or the show and, like, ran a two-hour show all by myself without you knowing it. That would be so cool, actually. I wouldn't do that.
But the only thing I got going for me this month is, oh my God, next Thursday into Friday, I'm just going to be, you know, going off the wall for this next week.
So are we going to have a show next week?
Yes.
But we will not have the show the week after that.
Well, that's up to you. Do you want to have a show on the day after Thanksgiving?
Maybe we should just take the day off.
Just to you.
Well, I don't know. Let's talk about it next week. I can't make a decision like that. That's 2 weeks from now.
You're going to have an extremely hyper Pandora Rose next week because I will have seen a movie that day that I've been waiting to have come out.
Did you say Dave?
No, I will have seen a movie I've been waiting to come out.
Oh, okay.
I've had my ticket now for a month.
Really? What do you have to buy a ticket for a month in advance?
Twilight series New Moon.
You know, why didn't I just see that one coming? That one just, you know, there was a beacon on that one, and I did not pick up on it. That just tells you I must be tired. I should have totally seen that one coming.
That one, as soon as, like, the tickets went on sale, oh, my God,
I can't believe that they even made the tickets available a month in advance, okay? I mean, unless you're in Hollywood going down the red carpet premiere, what the heck do you need to buy a ticket a month in advance for?
Well, this
is
for, actually, the 12 midnight premiere. That's why. That's the only reason why they were
Available sales.
Right.
Yeah, I think they did that for some of the Lord of the Rings stuff, too, and that was coming out for the 12 midnight releases. Okay, well, that's cool. And so basically it's going to be the My Little Twilight show next week is what you're saying. My Little New Moon show.
No, it'll actually be the My Little Pony Talk show. I'll just be extra excited that evening.
Thank you for the forewarning, because I probably would have been like, okay, what the heck did you do? Of course, you probably would have taken you all 3 seconds to announce that you'd gone to see New Moon, so it probably still would have become obvious rather quickly.
Yes.
Well, that's good. You know, I admit, you know, they're kind of interesting and everything, and I'll watch New Moon, but I'm not going to go to the theater. I'll just wait till it eventually comes out on demand or something like that sometime in the summer. It'll probably take forever because they'll milk it in the theater for forever.
Not really, because they're going to be actually putting out the third one in April of 2010. They're pumping these out as quick as they can so the people who are playing the characters don't age.
Yeah, but they boot out one of the coolest characters there is over some little tiny technicality. That's baloney, so they don't
actually
age. Yeah, because 25-year-olds really get ancient-looking in a year and a half or 2 years. Yeah, or no, in this case, a 17-year-old turning 20. Yeah, there's a world of difference. Whatever.
Who did they boot out?
Oh, come on. You don't know? One of the bad vampires, the redhead.
Victoria gets killed in the third movie.
Yeah, but in the third movie, she's played by somebody else.
That's because actually what happened was...
I know what happened, and I don't agree
contract.
With it.
They signed an exclusive contract that stated for these years, you cannot
Right, and she already talked to them about it. It was all in the clear. It was like 2 days of filming with this other thing. It was very suspect the way the whole thing went down, I believe. I believe it had strongly that it had something to do with they wanted the big name, who previously the part wasn't big enough to really interest the person, maybe, or... I'm not buying it, because when I looked at the details of what time slot and all the other preparation that she did in advance and them knowing about it, okay, it's not like she said, oh, sorry, not coming to work today. They knew about it, and they made a stink of it last minute. So...
Okay.
I scream foul, okay? I don't think it was cool.
Okay, I do too, but... But you do have to admit, at least they did the first one in a good way. They did it as an indie film, which it should have been, and then they're moving it into blockbuster.
Hmm. We'll see how that works out.
Because the next books are going to need a lot bigger special effects, so.
Oh, so you mean it's not going to be one giant stare fest?
Uh-uh. No.
That was pretty much Twilight number one all wrapped up, you know. Who can have the longest stare sequence in a movie of all time?
Yeah, the first book was a bit slow because it was setting things up, so they had to do the movie the same way.
Well, I didn't read the thing. I was just talking about, I don't mind the slow pace. I just have never seen so many staring sequences. Good grief. Can you guys stare at each other anymore? It was like a flashback to living up in Washington State when I lived outside of Seattle. Like, you know, the weathermen had like 20 different names for rain. I mean, these guys had a million and one different names for stare. Okay, these guys just, it was crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so back to My Little Ponies. Thank you. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program.
Sorry.
That was no tangible. And you know what? What are you going to say? The Cullens lived in England at one time or another, therefore it was completely relevant.
There you go. There, we've made it relate.
There you go. 6 degrees of separation. It's working for me tonight.
Well, come on. I've been waiting for this movie for a very long while, and, you know... The fact that I don't have to worry about work.
You know what's really funny?
So.
I was looking at our archives for our show, you know, where we get to peek in there and see, you know, which shows were particularly popular for people to listen to or download.
Yeah.
And, you know, I pretty much, you know, based on previous downloading history, suspect that, you know, now that we're getting into variations in other countries, these are going to be more popular. And,
yes.
Boy, the people that listen to this first show are going to be like, okay, Lollycat disappeared for like 10 minutes or so, and they're talking about Twilight, and why am I listening to this?
Because you love our show.
You love us. It's our quirky
personalities,
yes.
Have you looked at my newest post? Whenever I post on there, you know, it's always, you know, join us for our wild, wacky show. And our flying off the wall tangent.
Oh, so that's sort of like the disclaimer now. Like, whereas before, you know, we tried to stay on topic. Now we just know that we will not always stay on topic, and we embrace that, and we hope you will too.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know,
good.
I've had people, you know, email and say, you know, I love it when you guys just will send once in a while just go way off topic. You'll go off topic, not way off topic.
Oh, you mean like talking about vampires during a My Little Pony show? That's not way off topic, not at all.
Now when you look at the customs, okay, here we go. And here it is. Join us for the fun and wacky conversations, too.
Okay, fine. We're covered. They can't sue.
No.
But, you know, in the interest of the show, let's actually
go back
and...
We at least covered a lot before we went off on our tangent.
or should I say you covered a lot. I was off. I was doing other things.
Bet you were, but it was an emergency.
Yeah, it was, unfortunately.
So you have not sold anything from this yet, have you?
I haven't what? No. So far, everything that I had acquired, I had kept. Aren't you proud of me?
I am very proud of you, but I'm upset. I haven't gotten to use my new song yet.
Don't worry, you will. Believe me.
Okay.
You'll get there.
Very good. So we're going to go back.
There's going to be one episode where you get to use it all the way through.
Good.
I know you're looking forward to it.
Jeff, play button. Hello. But, yes, we are going to move back into Baby Sea Ponies. And these were originally released in the U.S., but some of them, the Pretty and Pearly Baby Sea Ponies, some were different.
Yeah, these are kind of more along the lines of just kind of variations. I wouldn't say these are, like, completely non-existent in the U.S., but during, slightly different poses or different coloration or something, different
right,
cast,
that's why
if
I
you
said
will.
They're different than their U.S. releases. You have Water Lily, who is looking forward. You have Star Shower, who's, again, she's facing forward in the U.K. release. You have Ripple, again, looking forward. But you do have some new ones. You have Sea Star, who is not a North American U.S. pony. She is just from the U.K. set. She is yellow with purple hair, purple on her fin tips. And then you have Tiny Bubbles, who, again, is another one who was only released in the U.K. She's light blue with golden yellow hair and golden yellow on her fin tips.
Okay. Believe it or not, sea ponies just aren't my thing. So if I ever had her, I don't know. I might have. I might not have.
Oh, my God. It's a sea pony you did not like. You stole
my
heart.
I just don't really, again, it's one of those things. I've had quite a few baby sea ponies. I've kept a couple that were cute and everything, but I couldn't even tell you if I've had any of the UK ones, because usually when I get them, they just go. So I'm going to go with I probably didn't. I probably didn't have any of them. I'll just stick with that. It's easier.
Okay. Well, up next, it's actually a pony item that was kind of thrown in.
Are we going to even bother talking? Are we going to go, that way sequentially? We're going to talk about clothing and accessories and play sets? I mean, I thought we were going to kind of, talk about all the ponies and then, how we did with the U.S. releases, talk about the ponies first, talk about all the play sets in a separate show. Or you just want to kind of, mash it all together?
We can do that.
I mean, if you want to mash it together, we can. I don't know which is easier for you. Oh, let's just do it. You're right there. What the heck?
There we go. We have a jewelry set, and it's a unique pony item, and it contains little heart. It's a little heart-shaped case with a plastic loop handle, a sticker on the front, and, of course, a string or a cord to be strung through this loop in order to create a necklace. The inside has little pony-themed hair barrettes.
It's a heart-shaped case with barrettes.
Right.
There. You made it way more complicated than it needed to be.
Well, I'm just kind of saying what the site is basically saying it had.
Yeah, but you're supposed to take that information and condense it into a sentence, just one coherent, to-the-point sentence.
Andy.
You can remove your hand from around my neck now.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Okay. Ponywear is
It says here it is a mismatch of sets were released differently in the U.S.
Well, it looks like the same clothes, though.
It does. But it does say, you know,
a couple
mommy
of things
baby,
are different.
Yeah, mommy baby sets weren't issued in the U.K., but some adult outfits and these sets did show up were replacement additions to other Ponywear sets. Let me see. You had the Fun Run, which was basically, oh, God, where is my book for the U.S.? No, not that one. Oh, that's a coloring book.
Basically, you had all the same clothing, just packaged differently. There was, like, no real true color variations, you know. I don't think that we really need to go through all this Ponywear that we just went through last week to say that, oh, instead of grouping them together, now you had them sold individually. It's like, yeah, that's all the same clothes. And I think really as far as clothing's concerned, we should only mention ones that were specifically offered only in whatever country we're talking about.
Yeah, this is, they were also named different.
Yeah, great. They were named different, but really, come on. It was all the same clothes.
You're correct. It is all the same clothes.
I mean, there are some outfits out there, but these are not it.
They were different. They were different. Some of them were differently named. Some of them were named the exact same thing. So we'll just move
except,
on.
Yeah, there's only a couple, I think, that actually. I think maybe Sunday Stroll was one of them that looked different from the U.S. set. And the Carnival Time looks different. So there are a couple of the outfits that were different. But I would say, you know, 99% of what we're looking at right now are, like, all pretty much the same. Carnival Time being the, I believe the little cape, pink cape with the polka dots and the yellow frilly trim and the yellow plume or something, which is very different from what I guess they equate it to the center ring costume.
Right. So up next, we're going to move on to 1986.
Okay.
And
we just in 1986? I think we're going to move into 1987 now.
Thank you. Thank you for that help.
Yay, I did something nice.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Okay, let me put that back. We're going to start off with what is called the movie star ponies. But these are also called the non-so-soft ponies.
I would say
collectors.
That is what collectors commonly call them. I've never called them movie star ponies.
Yes. And this is...
And they're called non-so-soft. Why?
Because they're not so soft.
Yes,
they
but there's more to it.
Walking.
They're the same ponies are represented in the so-soft collection in the United States, but in the U.K. were no flocking.
Right. So you have North Star, Magic Star, Gusty, but her symbol is a bit different.
Gusty's a weird one.
Yes. This pony differs from the North American release in that her symbol is made up of 5 painted purple leaves and her symbol is not glittery.
Which I have that one, actually.
So there, I need to see if I have a fiver. And I don't know.
Out of all these, I mean, so we had, North Star, Magic Star, Gusty, Shady,
Wind Whistler,
But.
Two versions, one version. Okay, but it's not specifically saying which one was released. There are a couple of different versions of her.
Of who? Gusty?
Buttons.
Right, because some we have to remember there's German variations and stuff like that with some of these. Let me go see what I can find out.
Oh, hold on, let me just pull up another window here.
Because we're so well prepared. Come with us as we research what we should have probably researched yesterday.
Yes, well, Germany? Oh, dear Lord, it's all in German. The ponies are put off in German. Dear God, I don't know German.
Okay. Okay, three buttons, UK version, commonly found three button version, so soft. It's, okay, here we go. Yes, it looks like they were both sold in the UK. I'm not seeing anything about either of those versions being sold elsewhere.
Well, see, it's saying specifically, it's not saying on here only this one was sold here. The two versions are, one version has blue stars and pink buttons that are small, mm-hmm. while the other one has three big pink buttons.
And I do not know which one is more rare than the other either. I'm going to guess the big button one is.
Probably.
Because I seem to recall seeing the one with the little stars and the little buttons more often.
Yes.
And again, all you experts out there, feel free to correct us.
Yes. Feel more than free.
Because I know there's so many experts out there. You know, but maybe we should do that. Maybe I know of an expert, actually. Maybe we should call them in and interview their butts. Let's pull in the pony experts. There's quite a few out there that are just exclusively collecting variants of whatever countries.
Right.
We really should have thought about this more.
Yes, we should have. But we'll be in the Euros for a while, so we can do that.
Yeah, we got time to adjust. There is a pony in this group that I had and sold.
Should I play it?
Sure.
Okay,
once upon a time, I had Wind Whistler, none so soft. She was beautiful with pink hair. I loved her. But in a moment of doubt and pony craziness, I sold her. It's okay. I know she's in better hands. I feel much better.
Do you like that music?
No, I think we can do better than that, but I'll take it for now.
I thought it was quite appropriate.
I think we need more violin.
I couldn't find any, believe it or not.
You mean I'm going to have to find my own Sorry Story Case music? I'm going to have to do this for myself?
I like that one.
All right, I'll take
it.
I'll take it. That's fine. It's like everything else. I'll just settle. That's okay.
Well, I'll be looking
Pony
for something
Genie
else,
gets really cool music.
Not really. For the love of God, you kids.
Every
music.
Time you pull that poor woman out, you're killing a seal.
She technically doesn't get music. She just gets sound effects.
Yeah, that is. She gets cool sound effects, though. I get music. I'm special.
There you go. You've got two songs, okay?
I do. I have two songs so far.
Yes.
I'm on a roll. Okay, what are we moving on to?
We're actually going to talk a little bit about, they're called party ponies, but they're actually twice as fancy.
Ah, yes, I like these guys. These are cool.
There are a few different differences in them. You have Sweet Tooth, whom is now called Lollipop. Sugarberry is now called Strawberry Fair. But the biggest difference is Milky Way.
Milky Way.
She came with either a glitter star symbol or painted white stars, which was available in Europe.
Which would probably include the UK, so we'll just go ahead and add her. Which I have and did not sell. I still have her next to my U.S.
Yay!
Yes, I know. So proud of myself.
Goody, goody, goody gumdrops.
Who's next?
up next we have, we're going to talk about these girls because they came with something different. They're also named differently. Princess ponies.
Yay, princess ponies.
These guys came, instead of with a bush willow, they came with...
Bush wally.
Bush wallies. Sorry. They came with baby dragons.
Which are so cute.
Yes, you have super Flash.
Super,
you
super
have
cute.
Flash.
They're really, really cute.
You had Flash, who was
yellow.
They're
so yellow. Hard to find,
too. You had Flash, who was yellow with orange spines and toenails.
And really cute.
Who came with Princess Amber, whose original U.S. name is Princess Starburst.
Not as cute.
You have Smokey, whom is perfectly named as he is blue with dark blue spines, who came with Princess Sapphire, who was whose U.S. name is Royal Blue. You have Sparks, who is pink with red spines, who came with Princess Ruby, whom was originally U.S. Princess Primrose. You have Fiery, who is red with yellow spines. Oh, my God, if I find this one, I'd be so happy. Who came with Princess Pearl, who was originally Princess Tiffany. You have Spiny, who is light purple with dark purple spines and dark purple nails, who came with Princess Amethyst, originally Princess Sparkle U.S.
Also known as the OC pony.
And you have Pringles, who
Prickles. Somebody didn't have dinner tonight.
Sorry. Prickles, who is green with slightly darker green spines, who came with Princess Aquamarine, who was originally Princess Serena. I love these color combinations because the color combination of the dragon so matches the name of the princess.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like they put thought into it.
My God, they didn't go down to the local pub and kick back a few dozen brewskis.
Except in the case of Fiery and Princess Pearl. You gotta say, you know, they didn't really know. Red flaming dragon, white princess.
Yeah. That one was a little, I think they started having a few beers at that point.
Yeah. You know, out of these guys, I have four of them, and I'm missing two. And I really, really want to get the other two, but every time they come up, I'm going, I don't want to spend $50. so unless I can find somebody that's really kind and generous and will sell them something like maybe $20 each, you know, then I'll do it. But I'm still missing Sparks, which is the pink one and the red spines, and Spiny, which is the lavender one with the purple spines.
Aww.
And I need them, but I'm really bad about, I just don't want to spend $100 for two dragons, not happening. Awesome. I got some of my other ones in lots, and I think I might have paid $30 for one of them, but you know, I just have to set a limit somewhere, and this was
right.
This was it. Couldn't do it.
Definitely.
So, but I really want Spiny. I want Spiny more than Sparks. If I could only get one more, I would get Spiny for some reason.
I know Spiny is so cute, and I like purple.
Even though, and you know, it's interesting because really Spiny is the one that's closest to Spike, whereas
yeah.
You know our U.S. Spike is lavender with green spines, but for some reason Spiny, which is lavender with the purple spines, is just cuter.
He is.
And the other interesting note about the dragons, the UK dragons, is mail order Spikes has the same eyes as the UK dragons, whereas playset Spike had the really strange dead looking eyes. But which is another reason why I think mail order Spike goes for so much more. Aside from being mail order, it's just he's so much cuter. He looks like one of the UK dragons with the UK dragon eyes.
There you go. He is a cutie.
But, yeah, so if anybody has a Spiny, they really, you know, tired of seeing, you want to send it to me for free or maybe, you know, 15, 20 bucks, contact me, please. Sparks as well. Yes, Sparks as well.
There you go.
But, yeah, so I have those four, and I've never even considered selling them because all of my princesses are complete with all of their accessories with the exception of these two dragons. And that is one of my things. Mint, complete, barrettes, and I think I'm actually missing a couple ribbons, so I can't really say that. Bushwally's wands, crown things, and you name it. All of it except two dragons. And no, I didn't bother with getting Princess Aquamarine and Princess Serena. It's the same darn princess to me, so, you know. I couldn't even tell. I might even have, like, some UK ones mixed in with the US ones. I've never even bothered to check. But I have them all, and I'm very proud of them.
Cool.
They're very nice.
Very cool.
They are. It's cool. If there is something really neat about when you get a set like that with all of its accessories, because they're such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And when you get it, it's like such a sense of accomplishment.
It really is.
I mean, I'm not a huge accessory buff. I mean, I don't do this with all of my ponies, but there are some, and I think we've mentioned it before, there are some ponies out there that you really have to have the accessories for.
Yes.
It really makes a pony.
The princesses are.
The princesses, absolutely. They need their accessories.
Yes.
So.
Well, up next. Oh, my God. These are the Backstreet Boys of the pony world.
Whereas the U.S. ones were the Village People.
Yes. These guys.
Once again, Europe is cooler than us.
Yes. They only had one running.
They did it well, didn't they?
Two. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, yes, the boys are back in town.
And I would like to take this moment to shamelessly promote Big Brother mascot for the MD Pony Meet next year. Vote today. Okay, carry on.
I think I might vote because I actually might go to that. I'm not sure yet.
You have to go to that. I go every year. If we don't meet in person, come on. Let me tell you, the MD Meet is essentially the East Coast Fair. I mean, that's how many people we have going. We had 50 people last year. You guys only had like 100 people go to the actual fair, and this year we're expecting more. We've already got a couple dozen people that have RSVP'd. So it's going to be crazy.
I might RSVP as a question mark because, first of all, I got to make sure I've got airfare and I've got transportation, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that stuff works.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we could always shack you up for a night. I'll let you sleep on the couch downstairs.
Well, thank you. Plus, also, I've also got to make sure I've got enough money saved up to go to the actual fair because that's mine and my mother's vacation right there.
Oh, so you're going to go to Vegas again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you can manage to do Maryland, I would highly, highly recommend it because you also will have a really nice, comparison. You know, between,
yes.
You know, something that is on the kind of, I don't necessarily want to say commercial, but I'm lacking for a better word at the moment, that's like really kind of supposed to be, you know, people everywhere. Some people come internationally. Hasbro's involved in it to a degree. Versus, you know, the Maryland meet, which really just started out as a lot of the other pony meets, you know, just a local thing, and it's just gotten exponentially larger every year. So, but it still retains kind of that more local pony meet feel, which is a different thing than say the convention. So I think it's really cool if you can go to both, just to get the different flavors.
Yes, I'm gonna try. Definitely gonna try.
You should try. That would be cool.
But
let's talk about these guys. These guys are awesome.
God, these guys! I came close to getting one in a raffle, but I figured, you know what? I won first place, and I won fourth place. So I figured, I'm going to go for this one first, and hopefully by the time my number comes up again, I'll be able to get one. And no, it didn't happen. So it was Ice Crystal who was up in that raffle.
Ice Crystal, what an interesting history he has.
But he is also gorgeous as light green, white hair, not faded.
no, he doesn't have white hair.
He doesn't?
No, that's why I said he has quite the history. Ice Crystal is a pony with pink hair, and we have seen him with, no, Ice Crystal? Never mind. Why, I was getting him confused with Tornado, sorry.
Yes.
Move along.
Ice Crystal has white
hair. The picture
hair
shows him with pinkest cast hair. See, it wasn't my fault.
I think it might be the lighting.
It is the lighting. See, I was looking at Tornado through the corner of my eye, knowing what he was supposed to look like. He's the one with the history. Ice Crystal is probably the most popular of the UK boys.
Yeah,
I think.
He's got green streak in his hair. Symbol is, of course, white and blue ice crystals. And he has white freckles on his cheeks. He is gorgeous. He is so cute.
He is. He's pretty nice looking.
And up
pretty
next,
darn
we
nice.
Have...
And I think he probably is the one that most likely, I think, goes probably for some of the highest, the most. He's like
yeah.
the mimic of the boys almost. He always yeah. seems to be the one most sought after for a lot of people.
He is. See, I just wanted one. I didn't care which one.
You know, and out of like all of them, Ice Crystal's the one I want the least, for some reason.
Okay.
I wouldn't say necessarily the least, but like he's like tied for like the last.
Okay. Well, up next is Lightning, who is orange.
This one's hard
hair.
For me not to buy. I like this one.
Yellow hair, a white streak, not faded. Symbol is a yellow cloud with two yellow lightning bolts coming out from it, with white freckles on his cheeks.
Hmm. He is so pretty. I really, really like this guy. But, again, this is when you get into some of these European and other country ponies, you really start getting into big money.
Yes.
It gets harder and harder to find a pony for $20.
Yeah.
You're pushing, you know, minimum 50, 60, 70, 80, and then so many of them, very commonly, $100 and up. And, you know, as much of a pony collector as I am, and a pony freak as I am, I have limits. Much as I want to bend them, I really have limits. And it's hard. It's hard to, you know, not to say I'm any less dedicated. There are people out there that I try not to pass judgment. It's real easy, I think, sometimes to become like the elitist snob if you have a whole lot of ponies or a whole lot of rares or whatever the case may be. But
okay.
It's just a matter of I just can't bring myself to spend that kind of money on ponies. There are a few exceptions, I have to say. I've made a handful of exceptions, but certainly not as many as I would like to. I would love to have all the boys, but I only have one. But this is one. This is one where a couple times I've had to really bite my tongue and not get. I mean, if I had to get one, this would be the one I would get.
I'm more partial to another one.
Okay,
but
well, that's fine. I'm just saying this one is the one I'm partial to. For some reason, Lightning, you know, when you find him in great shape, he's the one that does it for me.
Very good, very good. But up next is Tornado what it's saying here is white slash light pink hair. He is Vader.
He is the one.
A light blue streak.
He's the one that is supposed to have very pink hair. For years, everybody thought he was supposed to have white hair because he was always found with white hair.
Right.
And for many years, it wasn't until recently that the truth of the matter was discovered, that he actually has that crazy fading pink hair. His hair is supposed to be very pink.
Yes.
And he has been discovered on a few occasions with very pink hair. I don't know if it's quite to the extreme of, say, rose dust pink, but it is very pink. I've seen it pretty darn pink. So I'm going to think that it actually originally probably was, you know, rivaling the pink of rose dust.
But his symbol is, of course, a white tornado. He has purple pink eyes, and again, he has freckles. He's a freckler.
Oh yes, did you say what these guys were called? Did you mention that they were mountain boy ponies? Did I completely miss that?
I did say that they are mountain boy ponies, so yes. I did. You missed it.
I did. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But up
yes,
next,
definitely. I have to reaffirm that yes, bright pink is the pink he's supposed to have.
Yes.
Next is
Thundercloud, who is purple with dark pink hair, blue streak. This may actually be what Tornado was supposed to look like. Maybe. Purple pink eyes.
What are you talking about?
Thundercloud.
What do you mean? Why'd you say this may be what Tornado is supposed to look like?
His hair.
No, this is a different color pink. He's got Thundercloud's got that dark pink hair. Tornado's supposed to have that neon pink hair, that really bright pink
okay.
that you see on Little Flitter and Rose Dust and Glow. That pink.
Okay,
Cozy.
See, I can't remember that pink. It's been so long since they've used that color.
It's almost like a highlighter pink color.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And it fades out like you so much as walk in front of a window and it fades away. It's like in your hand, it's gone. I mean, it's crazy fading pink. So
it's a horrible pink.
It's a horrible fading pink. Yeah, all of my ponies that have that kind of hair are in nooks and crevices in the pony room to limit their light exposure because I actually have had a couple of sad stories. I don't have any of them in direct sunlight, but just the diffused light that came through the window has actually sun-bleached the pink in a couple of my pony's hair.
Aww.
Yeah, I know, heartbreaking. But, I mean, most of them are well-protected. But I do have a couple that did, you know, go the great white way, so to speak. But, yeah, so just to make sure you know, Thundercloud's pink is not the same pink. Thundercloud's pink
okay.
is that real standard Sweet Scoops pink. I'm telling you, these two should get married. I think Sweet
there
Scoops and Thundercloud would do well together.
I think so, too. But he does have a symbol of a white cloud with blue raindrops and a yellow bolt of lightning. I like this guy. This guy I would like to have. Just because of his color combination.
So you're a pink and purple girl, huh?
I'm a pink and purple girl. So, yes, there are two ponies out of this set. If I ever got them, I would be a happy little girl.
Two ponies. And they would be what, Ice Crystal and Thundercloud?
No.
Well, you said two ponies, Thundercloud and who else?
There's one other one I haven't talked about yet.
There's two more you haven't talked about.
We have Sunburst, who is yellow with red hair, a yellow streak, red eyes. Dear God, this sounds like a demon pony.
You know who his wife is, right?
Which one?
Diamond Dreams.
Of course.
Who else? Who else is going to put up with him?
And, of course,
well, I guess if he really wants to get kinky, he'd go with Hip Holly. That would work.
True. Yes, that would work. But he does have an orange sun peeking out from behind a white cloud as his symbol.
He's kind of got an Aztec-y feel with that symbol, don't he?
He does. He really, really does. But what pony has red eyes?
Yeah, okay, that is kind of creepy. I give you that. That's creepy.
That's why I said demon pony here.
Demon pony. You know, just for that reason alone, now I got to get him.
I know.
And then you got to, like, glue him to the ceiling, you know, like ceiling cat. No, basement cat. He's got to be basement cat. Sorry. Got it backwards. So much for gluing him to the ceiling. I guess you put Ice Crystal on the ceiling and you put Sunburst on the basement.
There you go. There you go.
He's kind of cool, though. The red eyes are kind of freaky. That is a little freaky. You know, really. I wonder if there are any other ponies that have, like, something freaky like that. I bet you somebody out there knows if there is another pony somewhere that has red eyes.
There you go. Yeah, probably.
Interesting.
But last but not least is Fireball. Magenta with dark purple hair, yellow streak, purple eyes,
orange and yellow ball of fire is his symbol.
And I have this one. I have Fireball. I actually have a Mountain Boy.
This would be another pony, another Mountain Boy I would love to have.
He's very cool, I have to say. You know, as I lovingly caress his purple hair, magenta body, as I sit him lovingly next to his German girlfriend.
You're mean.
Well, hey, she's the only one I have, you know? Come on. I really do want to get Lightning, though. I mean, if I just get one more, I'm going to shoot for Lightning. Maybe I'll... But I'll probably never get it, because I just... Again, that darn limit, you know, that self-limitation.
But we can't... We also have to pay a little bit of homage to the Big Brothers who did come over as the Adventure Boys. They're... Nothing really changed about them except for their names. You had Tug, who was Salty, Trucker, who was Forest Speed, Slugger, who was First Base, Trex, who was Steamer.
So they pretty much just changed their names until you get to other countries where you start seeing some other kinds of changes. But in the UK, just some name changes.
So, okay, we do have 5 minutes. Of course, we know we can't go over.
In the interest of trying... I mean, if nobody's listening live, I guess it doesn't matter. But we really should try to kind of stay right around that time that we're supposed to.
Well, we'll
run the kimono bye-bye at 11 just so that it's just in case there's somebody listening and then they get cut off. They'll feel like a sense of completion and closure.
Okay. Well, do you want to take a really quick little break? Because we've only got a couple more things to do. And pony snacks?
Pony snack time!
Okay. I have to move my entire...
We really need to remember to do pony snack time earlier. I mean, having to wait until the last minute, it's just mean, okay? Making people wait through the whole show. We really should try to do it like kindergarten, halfway through the day, 10 o'clock, pony snack time. Come on.
Okay, I'll try.
I got mine.
Hold on. I'm getting mine. That's mine.
Okay. Pony jackpot.
Uh-oh.
Four green. Yes.
Wow.
Four. That makes up for the last two packages that had none.
Flip the TV tray right over my head and hope I don't drop it.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see. I've got one. Everyone's stuck together. Two, three, four. I've got five pony pinks, but no purple.
Is that your favorite?
The purple and the pony pinks are my favorite. The heart pink really isn't.
I like the heart pink. Of course.
My third.
The green and the heart pink, I think, are my favorite. I think. I'm about to eat the heart pink and tell you if that is, in fact, true. Let's see. As I roll heart pink around my tongue, take in the aroma. Kind of has a fruity, subtle flavor. Kind of like a... Maybe a strawberry-esque, you know, aroma. Yes. I'll have to say, I love the soft flavor. Not overbearing, not too tart, not too sweet. Lovely compliment to the powerful, zapping flavor of the green ponies. Yum, 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 yum.
Well, let me really quickly do kimono.
Okay.
Before we lose the ability to do her. So, Kimono, would you like to say something?
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Now that we got rid of the show, let's continue on.
Okay.
We're really thinking we should probably just finish out these last couple here for this year and call it a night.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring to do. We have the birthday party set, which was re-released as the UK set, which the accessories really didn't have a change, but the pony definitely did.
Oh, yeah.
We had Tutti Frutti, who was the pony for this set. And let me see. The sticker that came with it is a pin the tail on the pony game. The invitations featured an image of Tutti Frutti. So
guess
those
what?
Were the differences. What?
I had this pony, and I sold it.
Hold on, let me see if I can still run the...
You need something quicker. That's just like a quick little... There you go. I was blind. I didn't realize her special beauty. And I thought she was just blah. And it wasn't until I sent her to another home that I appreciated her too late. Tutti Frutti, I miss you. I'm starting to get a feel for this. This is working for me.
See, I like this song better than just the violin, okay? Because you've got that, you know, it's really melodramatic.
Yeah, and I get to give my little story in that very soap opera-y way.
Exactly. There you go.
Makes it much more interesting than my usual, yeah, had it, sold it.
Yes. And up next, we have another playset, which is a U.S. playset, but with a U.K. twist.
Woohoo!
We have the Brush Me Beautiful Boutique that came back as the Grooming Parlor with Kiss Curl.
And yes, I had this pony, and I sold it.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get it. Nope, I cannot get this.
Snappy, come on, get snappy with this.
Unfortunately, I cannot get the music back again.
Really?
Nope.
What shall I do? Oh, Kiss Curl, pony who I once had. I underestimated you. I thought you were a posy ripoff, and I sold you. And you know what? I totally forgot I had you. So you just didn't mean anything to me, apparently. So, Kiss Curl, obviously you're in a better place.
Yes. Goodbye, Kiss Curl.
Bye. Carry on with your little squiggles.
But the Grooming Parlor came yet again.
Different with pony, but nothing special.
Snuzzle.
Right. But yeah, not a UK special pony. It was just regular old Snuzzle.
Yeah, it was just regular old Snuzzle.
Not to say Snuzzle isn't great. It's just
exactly.
She happened to be normal Snuzzle. And I think that was about it for this particular year, wasn't it?
No. You have...
Well, I mean, as far as something different.
Something different, yes. You had the Perm Shop was released as the Crimp and Curl Hair Salon.
Right. So, different name, same thing.
So we did get through a lot. We're now up to 1988.
Right. Only, I don't know, 8 more years to go in the UK.
Yes.
Well, you put it to you that way. Seriously, what was I thinking? Yeah, so, yeah, we got, actually not quite 8. So if we're going to do 88, then we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more years to go, and then special offers, which is, you know, you could just say it's like 8. So we're going to be in the UK for probably another 2 shows, I would say.
Probably.
Unless those years are very... Now, I would say, yeah, at least 2 shows, because we're getting ready to embark upon the solids, I mean, once we start getting in there, it's no longer just like a variation. I mean, we got total years of stuff that was only in the UK that wasn't in the United States. So
exactly.
We're going to be there for at least another two shows.
I'm going to have to mark this down because I'm looking at the switchboard and it's not even showing me and you on the switchboard. So, again, I'm going to have to look at it and see how many minutes over this ran, 2 hours, to see if maybe we need to go back over a couple of things. Because I just looked at our switchboard, and I'm not showing anything on the switchboard. I'm not showing
that we're not there?
Right, so...
Well, it's 11:05, so I think we got Kimono in time. And so the only thing we probably didn't cover, if we got totally cut off, was,
grooming
two ponies?
Parlor. The grooming parlor, maybe. Maybe the birthday pony. So.
Yeah, we didn't cover birthday. Maybe, I know we didn't get to Kiss Curl and maybe the other pony. But that was it. So we're all right.
So if anything, I'll look and if it runs at 2 hours and say 7 minutes, we're fine. If that's what the download time is. So.
Okay.
But anywho,
good to know.
Yeah, so now it's it looks like Blog Talk Radio is really cracking down on me.
They're like, okay,
yeah.
You people out there taking advantage of this.
2 hours, you're done.
That's right. Cut you off. You guys talk enough. What, 2 hours isn't enough to talk about ponies? Jeez, ladies.
Would you pay for the premium package already and get 3 hours?
No, no. Actually, no. That's like blocking me from eBay, all right? Do not pay for a 3-hour slot because we will talk for 3 hours, and I just can't do that. That's not good for our health. Because if we have a 3-hour slot, we'll wind up talking for 3.5 hours or something totally ridiculous. No. 2 hours. Cut us off. Remember back in the day when we weren't sure how we were going to fill up 2 hours? We weren't sure if we could do it?
Yeah.
Boy,
I
did
remember.
We become some chatty Cathys or what?
You think? I think we have,
I'm sorry, you broke up there.
We went from, definitely going, how in the heck are we going to fill up 2 hours? And it's like, now, we've gone 2 hours and 12 minutes, 2 hours and 14 minutes.
You know what it is, right? We allow ourselves to go on tangents. Whereas before, we really did try to stay more on topic. And I think, remember back when we did the weather and news from Ponyland? And a few like pony specific segments. Now we're lucky if we remember do pony snack time. And we do. We jibber jabber.
People have said, I love it when you do that.
Really, I think that's funny. I don't. They do say that they love our Laurel and Hardy, if you will. They love how polar opposite we are, and apparently that plays off rather well. It makes it very entertaining because, if you're both the same, it would be just so boring. And because you guys are like, seriously on the other side of the color wheel, that's one of the other things that I've heard quite often. I don't know if that has been expressed to you as well.
No, I think it's been more the, We like it that you do stay on topic, but we also love it when you just bring up random stuff.
Yes, we do. And we're getting better at some of this random stuff, I have to add. I think we're becoming more in tune with our natural selves and knowing when it feels right to go someplace.
Yes. Especially
you gave out a really great laugh today. You had a pinnacle laugh moment.
That's good.
Your laugh
off.
Say that one more time.
You took your laugh to all new heights. You've raised the bar.
I think it's the less stress level I've got now. It's the lack of stress.
Well, good. I'm glad.
It's starting to show. So, but I have to say, in case everyone is still listening to us, pony bye-byes.
Pony bye-byes. See you next week in the UK again.
Yes, after, of course, my run back to the U.S. for my movie. I will then
That's right, running back. Which I'm sure we can probably pretty much guarantee a nice little tangent on that. So please, tune in next week for all the spoilers you could possibly handle.
I will not be spoiling the movie too
please
much.
Please don't. Because not necessarily for me, but for all those other crazy Twilight fans that are probably listening. And you know, we also totally forgot to thank Becky and a few other people. So next week we'll have to make a point to thank those that have given us material on Facebook and stuff.
Definitely. And Kit
apparently she's not on the boards. I don't know where she came from, but she is on our Facebook. She loves us, but she's not from the board. So
wow.
We definitely have to give her a shout-out.
Definitely. Thank you, Becky, and thank you, Kit Kat Vantage, even though, no, we did not use your site.
Vintage,
thank
but
you.
We will. We will be using her and her site. We will have her on at a later date. I will talk her into coming on.
Well, she said she is a big Nirvana person, so we'll need someone for... Who knows Nirvana?
I have held some of her Nirvanas. I have pictures of me with her and her Nirvanas, some of her Nirvanas, and I have to say, there's something wonderful about a Kit Kat Vintage Nirvana. I'm very biased. Yes, she has some pretty darn sweet ponies.
Well, that's good. But, yes.
All right, yeah, let's just get the heck off the phone, okay?
Okay, till next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.